This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The brand new official Republican Party presidential nominee found himself in North Dakota today in the heart of that state's oil boom, which, since the price of crude dropped a year or more ago, really pretty much hasn't been booming. Donald Trump hit all the key political buzzwords today: oil prices, coal, the EPA, energy independence, fracking. But Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports now from Bismarck, North Dakota, on what the people who actually live and work in that energy economy actually want.
Outside the conference, a table is covered in orange swag.
Grab a couple.
A couple of sunscreens or wristbands from the Laborers International Union of North America, or LIUNA. Pam Link is the director of business development in North Dakota and Minnesota. They work on pipelines and power plants. So it's not surprising that Link feels strongly about keeping fossil fuels in the mix.
We don't want coal to go away. And we listen to what's happening in Wyoming, with hundreds being laid off in the Gillette area.
As of April, the U.S. had lost around 10,000 jobs in coal mining and around 17,000 in oil and gas in just 1 year. Inside the event center, Ron Ness wants relief from federal environmental regulations. He's the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
You're getting bombarded, and it becomes a mental fatigue issue as much as a resource issue, where you're fighting with your own government at a time when you're fighting for survival.
And they are fighting. 2 years ago, there were 191 active drilling rigs in the state. Now, there are just 29. But not everyone in Bismarck is thinking about rig count and coal jobs.
As long as we don't break any of those disorderly conduct laws, and we're...
I met Austin Klein before Trump's speech, readying for his first ever protest.
I'm very excited. This is huge. I can't contain it.
Klein says his message isn't just anti-Trump, but also anti the negative impacts of an energy boom, like increased crime, environmental issues, and dangerous working conditions.
I'm not against oil extraction. I just want it to be done in the right way.
But the next U.S. president won't really have the power to take on every single energy-related issue, like oil prices, says Lynn Helms. He heads up the state's Department of Mineral Resources.
It's a global commodity, and so it's a supply and demand thing. And that's what we have. That's what we're dealing with.
The commodity is global, but the impacts are very local. Revenues in energy states like North Dakota have plummeted, along with the price of oil. In Bismarck, I'm Lee Patterson for Marketplace.